And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, who's taking a well-deserved week off. And it is time for our Monday Mortgage Minute with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt, how are you doing this week?
I am doing just fine. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Rates are low.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I had a great Thanksgiving. I was a criminal. I got together with people. So,
yeah,
you know, so
sometimes.
I'm broadcasting right now from prison. And that's okay.
Yeah,
they're treating me well. They got turkey here, too. It's pretty cool. How about you? How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was just wonderful. No complaints.
Fantastic. Well, Kurt, I wanted to ask you a question. I don't know if you get this a lot, but short-term, long-term, right now we're looking at rates are they're so low, and I think they're going to stay low for a good year. That's just me talking.
Right.
But I think they're going to stay low for a long time because I don't think the Fed is going to want to risk the high, you know, inflation. That's what I would think. And because of that, they're going to stay low, but they're eventually going to go up. How should people take advantage of these low rates now to plan short-term, but also to plan long-term?
Well, depending on if they're looking at short-term, it might be advisable to get just a small loan if you're going to do home improvements. When you say short-term, if you're talking 2 or 3 years,
I am.
That's when you weigh about, okay, if I'm saving $300-$400 a month, and I get to skip a couple payments, there's basically no cost to do the loan, then you want to take advantage of that because that's going to equal, you know, $10,000, $20,000 over a couple years. Long term, what a lot of people are looking at, instead of refinancing it back to 30, I have people now that they got 22 years left. They've paid on it for 8, so we're lowering it to 20 years and still saving them money.
So you don't have to go 15. You can stagger it.
Yes, you can. You can go 21 years, you can go 26, you can go 14. Yeah, you can pick out the term that you want. So you don't have to, you know, readjust the loan back to the 30 just to save that money.
Why would
you can if you want to, but you don't have to.
No, that's great. I love the flexibility with that you're offering. Why would somebody want to go with something more in the 21, 22, 23? Are they just adapting it to their lives and their family or their business interests? What are they looking at?
Well, in this guy's case, he's able to pull out, you know, $50,000-$60,000 and still lower his payment $180 a month. So by doing that, he's basically he's borrowing money, you know, in the twos, and he's not extending his term, he's actually shortening his term. So his payoff his house is still going to get paid off like he originally planned, but now he's got the money to upgrade his home the way he wants to.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it makes a lot more sense. He's not refinancing it because when you go back to the 30 years, as we all know with the way loans are structured, they're front-end loaded. So for the first 5-6 years, you know, 85-90% of what you're paying is going to interest, not the principal.
Right.
By adjusting it the other way around and not raising your payments, you're still taking advantage of it because the rates are so low.
All right. Perfect. And basically, Kurt, if people want to set themselves up in the short term and the long term, how do they reach you?
720-895-0500, or they can go to our website at aimortgage.net.
Thanks, Kurt.
Okay. Take care.
Okay, we'll see you next week. And that was Kurt Rogers of Affordable Interest Mortgage. He is our mortgage expert here at KLZ, and he is fantastic. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk beer, folks. Do you like talking beer? I talk thorough beer. I do. I talk fluid beer. And we're going to be talking here with Breckenridge Brewery here on KLZ 560 Radio.
You will get burned looking for the cheapest option. Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand Construction find that a lot of homeowners don't understand the true value of a reliable contractor. Suppose you try to manage your own remodeling project and the guy working on your basement botches the job. Now it's up to you to make him fix it or find someone else to correct his mistakes. You call company after company asking for estimates and no one will call you back. Then once they finally do get back to you, they expect you to do most of the work yourself, including coming up with the actual construction plans. It's like they don't want your money. As a local full-service construction company in Northern Colorado, Mighty Hand operates character first, overseeing your entire project from beginning to end. Make sure you hire a contractor who will handle the process for you. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/mightyhand, honoring God, impacting customers.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
You don't want to feel like just a number. Al Sturm, owner of A Good Shop Collision Repair, offers a different experience from the corporate conglomerates. After 40 years in the auto body industry, Al has been hearing the same thing from his customers for decades. Everybody's looking for a good shop, somewhere you can find quality service in a timely manner without wondering whether or not you're being ripped off. It's hard to know what's going on when nobody will talk to you. Today, as the owner of three locations in North Glen and Commerce City, Al gives his customers exactly what they're looking for, an independent, family-owned collision repair shop where you're more than just a number. At A Good Shop, not only will the final product be flawless and safe, covered by A Good Shop Lifetime Guarantee, but Al and his team will actually take the time to communicate what's going on with your vehicle. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pates sitting in for John Rush. And we are now talking to Todd Tebow. Am I saying that correct, Todd Tebow?
You got it perfectly.
All right, from Breckenridge Breweries, and that is T-H-I-E-B-A-L-T. Is that French?
It is, yeah. A lot of my ancestors are actually French-Canadian from Quebec.
Did the French create Breckenridge Brewery? Just claim they just lie and claim they did. It'll sound good. You can take credit for everything that happens there.
I certainly do, and in my title is I'm the culture czar here at Breckenridge Brewery, and I've been around with the brewery for a little over 25 years, so I make up stories all the time. Who's going to say it didn't happen? They weren't there.
Culture czar. How do you become a culture czar? I mean, you know, do I take classes? Do I have to bribe somebody, you know, like a government official? How do I do this? How do I become a culture czar?
You just hang around a long time and you drink a lot of beer. That's how you become a culture czar at a brewery.
Oh, you know, I've known some people who are qualified to do this job. Probably not as well as you. But you know,
I don't know about that.
Well, Todd,
I'm still practicing.
Still practicing. Todd, the reason I called you guys is because you have, I'm just going to say it, this is the coolest promotion I think I have seen for a holiday, especially adapting to hard times, just about ever. Right. It's called the Rain Beer Delivery. How did this idea come about? Can you explain the idea to all of us?
Well, you know, we were just sitting around and we were thinking, you know, obviously a
drinking
lot of family
beer
traditions. I guess I need to add that for those that don't know us. But yes, those that do know us, of course there was beer involved. Ah. And that's actually when the best ideas come out, may I say. Some of the best ideas and some of the best beer names come out after you've had a few.
Hey, wait. But before you go on, I got to ask you this.
Sure.
Working at Breckenridge Brewery, and I've had your beer, by the way. Yum. Working there, can you even drink the cheap stuff anymore?
I'll be absolutely honest with you. Now, I do know some folks that, of course, they can't, but I'm a beer lover through and through. I grew up in the industry. My father was worked for a local beer distributor that used to deliver Schlitz and Pabst, and I just like beer.
Oh, man.
Seriously, I just like beer. Now, of course, do I like the fancy stuff, you know, craft beer just a little bit better? Yeah, but am I going to be disappointed with a Bud Light? Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, you guys, so you're sitting around, you're flat out drunk, you're all passed out, but several hours later, after you wake up, an idea hits you.
Yeah, and so, you know, obviously a lot of family traditions were squashed or have been squashed this year, so we were just trying to do, figure out what can we do differently. And we have, for Oktoberfest, just to celebrate Oktoberfest, we delivered some beer, and it went over great, and we were like, let's do it again. And then, of course, you know, the crazy ideas come out. It's like, yeah, let's have reindeer deliver it. And we're like, nah. And sure enough, we found a reindeer ranch out in Parker called Moon Deer Ranch. And they raise reindeer.
Say the name again. Say the name for them again. Let's give them a plug. What's it called?
Yeah, absolutely. Moon Deer Ranch.
Awesome. And so people can go out to Moon Deer Ranch in Parker and see the reindeer.
Yeah, and you go see Ethel and their crew. She's the most lovely lady of all time. And yeah, she would love to. And so we had to kind of narrow it down a little bit and say, where can we go? Certainly, you know, a big population in Denver, so we'll deliver to some Denver folks. But then, I don't know if you've ever been to Cascade, Colorado, down there near Colorado Springs, where the North Pole place is.
Yeah.
There was our spot to go. So those are the two cities that we're delivering to. See how we do it. See what happens. Bring the reindeer along. Take some pictures with the reindeers. You can pet the reindeers. They're actually the nicest animals of all time, and they're smaller than you would think.
But oh, really?
They're great.
So, yeah. What do you do? Like, just haul the reindeer in like a truck or something?
Yeah.
You haul them there with the beer, and people can like see the reindeer and come and pet them and enjoy the delivery that way. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, the reindeer, they need to rest up. They're going to be busier in a few weeks, so they need to rest up so they can't necessarily fly us there. But yeah, we'll haul them in on a truck, and we'll come in with the beer, and we'll just have a great time. Hopefully we can put some smile on people's faces.
Well, and also per Santa, they're not allowed to drink for at least 24 hours before that night. So, you know, I know that you want to be careful with that. Safety first. Safety first.
Safety first.
So exactly where are you guys delivering to again? Once again, what areas?
So we're going to do 10. There's going to be 10 winners.
Okay.
And five of the winners are going to be in the Denver area, and five are going to be in Cascade.
Awesome.
Now you got to sign up for it.
Sure.
So you go to our website.
Let's hear it.
Go to breckbrew.com, and you'll see the reindeer right on the homepage there. Click on that. And there'll be a little form to fill out so we know that you're interested. As a thank you for signing up, and we've been doing stuff since kind of all the whole COVID thing started, we've been donating meals to the frontline workers.
Awesome.
So if you sign up, we're going to automatically donate another meal and deliver a meal to the frontline workers. And then hopefully you win, and we'll show up with some of our legendary Christmas ale.
Well, that's fantastic. So once again, people go online to breckbrew.com. And they'll just see where it says reindeer delivery sweepstakes. Pretty easy to find, I assume. And
yes.
they sign up. And first of all, for every sign up that they do, you donate a meal to somebody in need. Is this correct?
It's a meal for the frontline workers. So
frontline workers,
nurses,
just
doctors,
as good.
So on and so forth.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Helping those who are helping us. And then also, that puts their name in. Now, you're going to have people ask you this, and I think the answer is no, but people are going to ask, can I enter more than once?
We'll catch you. So, yeah, feel free if you want to, but yeah, we'll catch you. We'll sort through all that, and you will only have one entry.
Good, because that's more fair. And how many people signed up for this lottery system so far?
Well, this is a crazy thing. I was on... over the weekend, I was on Fox and Friends, and I knew the number. We were just a little over 3,000, and that was before my interview on Fox and Friends. So I have a feeling we're quite a few more than that.
Oh, I would say so. Okay, now, while I still got you on the air, we got a few minutes here. Do you mind telling me, just talk a little about Breckenridge Brewery? This is an incredible Colorado company that has really just boomed here. And I know right now everything's pretty much shut down, which is really too bad. It's really too bad because people just love coming there. But, you know, Todd, I got to be honest, they love coming there even more during the holidays. It is so it's so cozy in a Breckenridge brewery.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, the brewery, we started the brewery in February of 1990. So this is our 30th year. A little difficult to party this year. So maybe we'll push off the party last year. But we started with our original brew pub up in Breckenridge, and that is still there. I call that my mountain home.
Yeah, it's down on the end of the main drag on the left. I know.
Exactly. Yeah. And like you say, a cozy place. And then we were lucky over the years to kind of grow up and then open our facility on about 18 acres in Littleton, Colorado, down there near the Aspen Grove Shopping Center. And we opened that up about 5 years ago. And just a cozy place, big old beer garden out in the back, which is where we're able to put tables with everything that's going on.
What do you mean beer garden? I love love the way you put that.
It's a yard that we drink beer in.
It's a yard with beer.
There's grass and there's trees and there's tables.
So is this kind of like, you know, Willy Wonka? You go back there, you see the beer being made, and kids can swim in beer. And oh, probably not. I'm thinking Family Guy.
At least 21 to swim in the beer. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So probably not.
So we have a big facility, and actually we're doing a great thing. We're kicking it off this weekend, which we're just calling Winter Wonderland. And so at the Littleton Brewery, we have built a sledding hill.
Really?
And yes. And again, go to our website, breckbrew.com, and click on Winter Wonderland, and there's some photos there. And then we also have, I can't call it ice because it's kind of that fake stuff, but it's a skating rink. But you put on ice skates. And I don't know the technology behind it, but it's like your ice skate.
Really?
So we have that going on too. And if you show up, again, I can't remember the hours, but on both Saturday and Sunday, if you come in.
Well, the hours are on your website, right? So no
big deal. They are, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And we're giving away some Christmas trees also. So 25 Christmas trees on Saturday and 25 Christmas trees on Sunday to the first folks that come in and buy either a 12-pack of Christmas ale, or we have these little mini 5-liter mini kegs. You could buy one of those.
You know,
about a 12-pack of beer too, and we'll give you a free Christmas tree.
You know, Todd, and also thinking about, you know, helping people at this time of year, even if you have a Christmas tree, go there, see if you can get one of these and give to somebody who needs it.
We did this program last year, and some people were just there to buy the beer, and they were thankful, and they're like, oh, we already have a tree, and they did ask us to donate the tree, which we did. We contacted a group of folks, and we gave away a few trees as well, yeah, and thanks to a lot of people for donating it in, yeah.
Now, has Breckenridge Brewery become kind of known for its menu as well as its beer over the years? Has it really grown?
The menu for food or different beers.
Yeah.
We have had a few different places around town and stuff like that. We have a two that are really iconic, not only up at up in Breck, but in Littleton. And we have. I think we have. You know, when it comes to food, I think we play in the right arena there. It's pub style and comfort food. So, you know. Heck, you know there's going to be macaroni and cheese, and how do you go wrong there with, and then a beer?
You absolutely cannot go wrong with that. Hey, folks, we're talking to Todd Tebow. He is the culture czar, something that all of us wish we were, a culture czar. He is the culture czar at Breckenridge Brewery. Hey, Todd, really quick before I let you go and get your information again, one last time, tell us about the rain beer promotion, because this is really cool. One last time for those who missed it.
It is really cool. Yeah, go to breckbrew.com. It's going to give you all the details. But you need to sign up. I don't think I mentioned this before.
How long do we have?
Sign up by the 2nd. Yeah, by the end of the day on the 2nd. So we've got
a couple days.
Yeah, and then we're going to make the deliveries on both Saturday and Sunday of this weekend. So, get on there. And again, just even if you sign up, you're doing a good thing because we will donate a meal to frontline workers.
Fantastic.
Even if you don't win.
Even if you don't win, which, you know, I never do. I got to be honest. I do not win.
Well, then you can feel good about yourself by signing up because you will donate a nice meal for all those folks that are working hard.
Very, very cool. Well, thank you so much, Todd, for coming on today. And once again, folks, that is Todd Tebow. Culture czar at Breckenridge Brewery, helping frontline workers and also helping us have a little fun during a hard year during the holidays. Thanks a lot, Todd.
My pleasure. Hopefully we can put a few smiles on people's faces.
You betcha. Folks, go to Breckenridge, breckbrew.com, and you can see everything they're doing with all the great, you know, promotions and everything that's going on, and do that. Okay, let's take a time out, and we're going to come right back on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purifoy and his team at Purifoy Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses, so we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have. And that made my job easier, being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this, when I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in and it's like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Al. We'd do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purifoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial. You know, a lot of us find purpose in our jobs, but what about finding purpose in our retirement? Well, that's a lot easier to do when Al Smith from Golden Eagle helps plan how we save our money for retirement and then use it to its fullest potential. Call Al at 303-744-1128 or find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com. Let Al Smith help you find your financial purpose.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. And Joe is on the line. My gosh, it's been too long. How you doing, sir?
I've been doing just great, Andy. How about yourself?
Not bad. Now, is it true that New Jersey is actually bluer than Colorado? I know you felt it would be. Is it? Because we're living in commie land here.
It is so incredibly blue.
How blue is it?
Well, we have a progressive income tax where the rich pay 3 to 4 times more than the people at the lower end of the income, if you pay it all. But I was just looking, by the way, I was trying to figure out why New Jersey, that has 8.8 million people, has lower tax revenues, total lower tax revenues, than Colorado. And in Colorado, everybody pays 4.6% of your adjusted income. In New Jersey, you pay as high as 10.6% if you make too much money. But if you're a family of four, you make $60,000, your tax rate drops down to 1.6%. So they basically screwed themselves because, you know, the number of families making $60,000, you know, grossly outnumber the people making more than $150,000. So, as usual, the politicians pander to the middle class. You also have a huge group of people in the state who pay nothing, you know, because once you get down below $40,000, in essence, you don't pay anything, because that's how the politicians pander to them and get their votes. So New Jersey, by the way, I was just looking through the state budget. They have 39 different sources of revenues, taxes on barbershops, license fees, liquor stores. It's just incredible. It goes on and on and on and on and on. 39, they tax everything. Now they want to tax drinking water. They literally want to tax tap water because they have a $6 billion hole in their $35 billion budget.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's back up here for a moment. You're seeing 10% taxes on the wealthy, on top of the fact that the wealthy already pay a lot more in taxes. Let's face it, they pay virtually all the taxes. So how do they keep any of the wealthy?
Well, the wealthy are leaving. In fact, 2 years ago, one guy basically said, screw this. He was a Wall Street investment banker, moved to Florida. His tax return alone accounted for 1% of the state tax revenues.
Oh, my gosh.
One man. And he just said, I'm going to Florida.
You so know, how do you make that up? With water tax?
Well, the point is, money is fungible, and people are... Right. There's only 5 states in the union that are losing population, net population. New Jersey is one of those 5. New Jersey, Illinois, California, Connecticut, what's the 5th
New York?
One? And New York State.
Right.
Those 5 blue states are losing population in droves. In fact, I tried to rent a truck, and we moved into this house. We had a extra washer and dryer we didn't need. My daughter lives in Pennsylvania, so I said, well, we'll get you, she came with me. I said, we'll get you a U-Haul. You can drive yourself back to Penn State College, PA, and take the washer and dryer. I tried to rent a one-way truck, U-Haul. They laughed at me. They said, we have no trucks left one way out of state. They said, now, if you want to bring one back, we'll basically rent it to you for $1.
Really?
Because, yeah. And the same thing is, by the way, between Texas and California. If you want to rent a truck one way from San Francisco to Dallas, it's $3,000. Dallas back to San Francisco is $300. So, U-Haul is a really good indicator of where people are fleeing. So I'm kind of the oddball. I drove into the state while everybody else was, coming in the opposite direction.
Yeah, I'll bet you found absolutely no traffic on the roads going in. Pretty smooth sailing, wasn't it?
It's smooth, but seriously, there are the boarded up stores, the homes on the market. You know, obviously, Colorado's still a red hot market with homes being 14 days on the market, I think is average. You know, homes out here are 6, 7, 8 months on the market, and prices. By the way, the home we bought here, we bought it for less than it sold for 10 years ago. There's been negative appreciation. Negative real estate appreciation. Property taxes here are 4 times what they are in Colorado. So if you're paying $3,000 a year in property taxes on your home in Colorado, the same home here would be $12,000 a year in taxes.
Well, Joe, John and I were talking about this about 2 weeks ago, I think. Why can you still sell a house so quick here in Blue, Colorado? And it was really 2 things. And, one of them, of course, is it's a beautiful state. It's an incredible place to live, right? I mean, it's just gorgeous here.
Yeah.
But the other thing was states that are very, very poorly run, like New Jersey, New York, California, you just listed them. Their housing, because of that, is incredibly expensive. So somebody sells a house there, and they can come here and buy twice the house with the same money, with their equity. And so what's happening is people are flooding into our state from blue states because they can come to a gorgeous place and still get a cheaper home. It's incredible.
And they haven't ruined it yet. Somebody wrote an article last year that the people from blue states, they tend to be like locusts.
They
tend to flee. They strip away, and then they flee what the barren land they've stripped, and then they go to the next. And it takes, it's about a 5 or 10 year cycle, but you can see it happening. Then thank God for Tabor. If it wasn't for Tabor, I think you would be where New Jersey is very, very quickly.
Yeah, and I'm hoping we don't lose Tabor. Well, it seems to be hanging in there. The voters still like it, which really blows my mind. Are you looking at, with New Jersey, how do I put this? Are you seeing any kind of a surge in Republicans there? And what I mean is this. In California, several House seats flipped from the Democrats to the Republicans in this last election. Everybody's talking about Colorado. Well, it's gone forever. It's gone forever. It's too blue. It's too blue. California lost several seats to the Republicans in the U.S. House. Do you see any of that happening? Yeah, it did.
In the U.S. House. We saw it at the state level.
State level. What's happening?
At the state level, we picked. They haven't acquired a majority, but Republicans did pick up three or four seats. Now, gubernatorial level, we're in the same schedule as Colorado. That the governor isn't up for election till 2022, but the hatred for the man is enormous here.
How come? What are people talking about?
Well, you know, the same kind of policies, nonsensical lockdown, can't wear a mask, you know, no more than 10 people for Thanksgiving, quarantines, shuttering stores, you can't serve alcohol.
And he's, the casino he's now, a Democrat he, too, right?
He's a Democrat.
Right.
Phil Murphy.
Got it.
In fact, in a casino, you can't get a he has now for some reason decided that the waitress in the casino in Atlantic City can serve you a Diet Pepsi, but she can't serve you a beer. Apparently, if you drink the beer, it makes you susceptible to a COVID infection.
Well, my last guest isn't going to like that. I had a guy from Breckenridge Brewery here. He was a lot of fun.
But can you imagine the nonsensical rules?
Oh.
Well, you can serve soft drinks, but you can't serve alcohol in a casino.
That is,
and it's not at night after 10 o'clock. It's 2 p.m. No, I'm sorry, we can't serve you alcohol. That's how insane the rules are.
Are the natives getting restless?
Yeah, the natives are getting restless. But unfortunately, you still have these huge pockets of places like Newark, where a vast majority of the population is on the government dole, and they're very, very happy being taken care of. So I think it's going to be up to the suburbs, the taxpayers in the suburbs, and the small business owners to rise up and say, you know, we've had enough of this nonsense.
Well, Joe, do you see the dam breaking at some point in the near future in New Jersey? And what I mean is this. You've got all these people in Newark who are on the government dole, but the dole is drying up because they're driving out the people who are paying for it, the rich people. You know, when they drive out the rich, and they say, oh, but the middle class, they only pay 1.5% or 2% or whatever in their state taxes as a result. They're driving out the people who employ the middle class. They're driving out the people who invest. They're driving out the people who are creating all this. And, oh, by the way, they're driving out the taxpayers.
That's correct.
Do you see the dam breaking with places like Newark?
I would hope so. And maybe since 2022 is not a presidential election year, there'll be a little more apathy. So I have high hopes.
True. No, you're right. You're right. Go ahead.
So I have high hopes that we won't see the turnout in places like Newark and Camden in 2022, and that, you know, Jersey may come back into the fold or at least get a split, at least one state, one part of the state house turn red. Because right now it's a runaway freight train, which, by the way, is why the Georgia runoff elections are so important. Even if Biden is sworn in as president, we need a roadblock.
You know,
we have to have a if not, first thing they'll do is do away with the filibuster. They'll pack the Supreme Court. So it is absolutely imperative we retain at least a one vote majority in the Senate, and hopefully that'll happen.
Yeah, and they're going to add. They'll add states, which will add Democrat senators, because they're going to add D.C., they're going to add places like that. It's going to just be a disaster. Although,
you'll never get back. If they add D.C. and Puerto Rico, you'll never, ever get it back. It'll be too far gone.
No, there's no way you can catch up with that. Although, from what I'm hearing, the Democrat senator from West Virginia is not signing on to a lot of this. And he's saying, look, even if we get the 50-50, so we have the, you know, we have the VP on our side, he's saying, I don't want statehood for D.C. and I don't want to, you know, legalize 20 million new voters. He's saying, I'm not down for a lot of that. Do you think he could be a roadblock? Do you think he could be a problem?
I can only pray and hope, Andy.
Joe Manchin, by the way.
Yeah, Joe Manchin. We can only pray and hope. That one of two things, or one of two, or if both things, either that we win both runoffs in Georgia And if we only win one, that Manchin follows through as a moderate and doesn't go along with statehood for D.C., statehood for Puerto Rico, and doesn't agree to pack the Supreme Court. If not, it'll be a runaway freight train.
Yep.
And you know, I give us 5 years before we become Venezuela, and we start to... By the way, here's what people don't realize about the national debt. Right now, the national debt, despite how large it's grown, our effective interest rate on the national debt is still right around 2%. It's not huge. But as our the way we finance our debt, and here's a little lesson for your listeners. I hope this doesn't get too boring. The Treasury raises money by selling Treasury bonds, which are basically IOUs, and they do it through an electronic auction process. So let's say at the end of this quarter, they say, hey, you know, we need to raise $1 trillion. So we're going to auction off $1 trillion in Treasury notes. You know, who wants to buy Treasury notes at 1%? Nobody raises their hands. 1.25, 1.75, 1.75. Finally, people start to say, yeah, I'll buy them at that interest rate. But the fear is if you get runaway inflation, no investor or foreign government or insurance companies, by the way, insurance companies are huge purchasers of Treasury notes because they are required to have these massive reserves in case of hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes, and they have to put that money in a very safe place, so they typically put them in U.S. Treasury bonds. But even and of course college endowment funds, but even those funds and foreign governments are not going to, you know, buy $1 trillion of Treasury notes at a 1.75% interest rate if they think inflation is going to become 5, 6, 7, 8%. So that's the fear, that if we can't handle the debt, we're going to see the interest rate on our Treasury notes explode.
Oh yeah,
and that'll just kill the budget, because right now, I think interest on our national debt is around $340 billion, about half of what we spend on the military. That could literally double or triple. It could become $1 trillion in 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, the second the rates go up, that deficit is going to be it's unmanageable now, obviously, but it's going to be a nightmare. And these people will put it right over the top. Hey, Joe, can I hold you over the break? I want to talk a little about Polis and Trump and the election cheating. What do you think?
For you, Andy, for nobody else, but since it's you, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely not for anyone else. I told John that. Here, let me text him. John, he won't do it for you. Okay, got it.
All right.
Let's hold over the break. Hey, Extreme Auto Repair is next. It's winter, folks. It's time to get new tires. At Extreme, they have Cooper tires that cost, as you know, but right now they also have an additional $50 off on select tires. Just go to klzradio.com or call Extreme Auto at 303-841-1071. Mention Rush to Reason and get Cooper tires at cost, and also get that $50 off. Extreme Auto Repair.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
All right, fleshing back. With today's complex legal system, every case, even the small ones, is like a journey. You got to keep track of all these documents from this insurance company, that doctor, this police report. Folks, it's overwhelming. It's too much. You need someone to hold your hand. And Kevin Flesh's team makes it all seem easy. Call Flesh and Beck at 303-806-8886 or go to fleshlawfirm.com. That's F-L-E-S-C-H. Trial tested, trial ready, Flesh and Beck.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has one goal: to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Okay, Enchanted Kitchens, let's face it, eating out isn't much fun these days. But eating at home isn't fun if you don't love your kitchen. You can fix that. Just go to klzradio.com, look up kitchens, and set up a free consultation with Enchanted Kitchens. It's that easy, and they're that good at what they do. You're going to love it. Again, that's klzradio.com/kitchens, or call Enchanted Kitchens at 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Since GIA Insurance represents more than 20 Medicare companies, they will compare networks to find the right coverage at the best price for you. Best of all, your comprehensive Medicare analysis with GIA costs you nothing. 303-423-0162. Get more without paying more.
Your local enrollment center, GIA Risk Management, is certified by Connect for Health Colorado, Colorado's official health insurance marketplace.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. And we got Jersey Joe on the line. Joe, are you liking Jersey? Are you liking it there?
You know, about the only thing I'm going to say is that it's green. You know, believe it or not, last weekend my neighbors were mowing their lawns. It rains here.
Wow.
No, it was 64 today. You know, they haven't seen snow, you know, this season yet. And again, it's still been short sleeve and short weather and green grass. But other than that, no. You know, God, I miss Colorado. I miss the mountains, miss the scenery, miss the freedom.
Freedom?
I think I mentioned, yeah, the freedom mentioned earlier. You can't get a concealed carry permit here. Half the guns I owned in Colorado aren't legal in New Jersey. None of the pistol magazines I had were legal. I had to sell them all and give them to my daughter and buy new 10-round magazines.
Did you sell them all out of a van in Newark?
No, I gave them to my daughter and said, hang on to these. Because, by the way, did you know that the Federal Court of Appeals in California overturned California's magazine ban and said it was unconstitutional?
Yes!
Right now that ruling only applies in the 9 states covered by the Ninth Circuit. But if somebody brings it up to the Supreme Court, it could become national, and all magazine bans could be overturned. So I told my daughter, hang on to these. I'm hopeful. So...
I think somebody's going to bring it up. I think they are, because now we have a 5-4 lead in the Supreme Court, so why not?
Now would be, I think the NRA is just getting ready to do it. And I told you about duty, talked about blue states. I told you about duty to retreat, right? Did I tell you about duty to retreat?
No. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I think you did.
And for your listeners, in Colorado and most other states, there's something called the Castle Doctrine, that if you encounter somebody in your house, your castle, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you have the right to defend yourself with deadly force, and you can't be charged. It goes without saying that under the law, if somebody's in your house unlawfully at 2 in the morning and you shoot and kill them, the district attorney is forbidden from charging you with a crime of murder. In New Jersey, it is the exact opposite. you have a duty to retreat. If you encounter somebody in your house at 2 in the morning, you have an legal obligation to go run and hide. Lock yourself in your bedroom, lock yourself in the bathroom, and attempt to call for help, and only as a last resort. And you must demonstrate there was no other avenue available to you, or you allowed to use deadly force to defend yourself. That's now, how backwards this state is.
Do I just have to retreat, or do they require me to beg for my life and cry?
Well, again, that would be up to, did you do everything possible to avoid becoming injured by the intruder in your house?
Unbelievable.
You have to demonstrate that you did everything. That's what a blue state will get you. You have a duty to retreat in this state, and you cannot get a concealed carry permit.
Okay, if we have a little time, we'll get, because I wanted to talk about POLIS, but first, I want to talk about the election, because I see a lot of these cases going to the Supreme Court. I assume you do, too. Do you see us getting any traction at the Supreme Court? I believe that John Roberts is a full-fledged, all-out, dyed-in-the-wool liberal at this point. I think he has totally embraced the left. So
he's,
I think it's a 5-4.
He's gone around the bend. You're absolutely correct.
Right. Okay. So what do you foresee happening? I mean, because these challenges from Pennsylvania, they're being thrown out by liberal judges at lower levels. They're going to the Supreme Court. They're going there quick. What do you foresee happening over the next week or two as all the evidence is presented?
I hope it gets there. And as you point out, it's beyond believability that you could get, 300,000 votes and 98% go to candidate A and only 2% go to candidate B.
I know.
That defies logic. It defies statistical. It is clear evidence of tampering and fraud.
Hey, can I give you a big picture clear evidence? When's
sure.
the last time somebody won Ohio and Florida handily and lost Pennsylvania?
No, it hasn't happened.
I know. Yeah.
But then when I was going to bed the night of the election, I'm looking, I'm saying, okay, well, that's it. Trump's got Pennsylvania. Trump's got, Georgia. And then I wake up the next morning because I'm going to bed and, 97% of the votes in, 3% left. Statistically, Biden would have to get 92% of the remaining vote, and that's never going to happen in any world. And I wake up the next morning and Biden got 92% of the remaining 3% of the electorate. I'm going, how the hell? That's impossible.
Yeah. It's total garbage. It didn't happen. It's a crime. I think it's a crime. I really do, Joe.
I think
they stole the election.
And I'm wondering if it was coordinated, because the same pattern was repeated in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, where the last 3 or 4% of the vote came in incredibly lopsided. That defies all logic. You just can't explain that sort of disparity. The first 95, 96, 97% of the vote comes in, 50, 48, 40, 40, 49, 51. And
any other year, by that point, it's over.
Yes. And all of a sudden, the last 3 or 4% of the vote comes in, 97 to 3%? No, it doesn't happen.
No.
It has never happened, can't happen.
And these happened in late-night data dumps that were unsupervised in almost
exactly.
every state. But you see, what blows my mind, I'll give you the last 30 seconds after this. What blows my mind, Joe, is that we could not watch any of the process. It was completely hidden.
I think it was a carefully planned and superbly executed, coordinated effort to steal the election, and that was part of it, making sure that the chain of custody couldn't be verified. And I think you're 100% spot on, and let's hope the Supreme Court sees it the way you and I do.
All right, that's it. Joe, thanks for joining us today. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow if you are free. And folks, if you missed the first hour, once again, it replays at 6. Until then, I want you to look forward to tomorrow, because we're going to have Rob Bray from Mighty Hand Construction is going to be joining me the entire day. Looking forward to that. Until then, drive safe. God bless. And thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.